angels waging war in the unseen realm. Global events fulfilling biblical prophecy. Eternal life. What lies beyond mortality? From analyzing the paranormal from a biblical worldview to the discussion of cutting-edge science and technology, conspiracy, discovery, special investigative reports. Unafraid to explore the challenging issues facing humanity, welcome to another edition of Skywatch TV.
We actually have good news about the good news. Welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. We're talking about prophecy and specifically some very specific messages from God's angelic messengers. Our guests, as we talk about two books today, I think books you're going to want to add to your library. The senior editor of Charisma Magazine and her new book, Angels on Assignment Again, Jennifer Eclair. Welcome back. And we're going to pick up the conversation where we kind of left it last week as we were discussing the unexpected rise of Donald Trump to the presidency, the co-authors of the Trump prophecies. We welcome back Mary Culbert and Mark Taylor. Welcome.
Thank you.
Mary, you were saying something right at the end of the last program that I think probably had the audience wanting more because as we talk about prophecy and we talk about some of the historic evidences of, you know, giants in the land and things like that, we can leave people sometimes a little anxious, nervous, afraid. You know, what is the enemy doing? And we focus a lot on that because we would not have them be ignorant of the enemy's devices. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, if God is sharing some good news and using his, you know, supernatural messengers to do it, maybe we should pay attention to those messages as well. And I think you made a good point. Our daughter is a millennial. And it occurred to me as you were talking last week that her generation has been raised with this sort of doom and gloom that, by the time they got to, middle school, the economy was starting to tank and there were all kinds of things going on. And us folks who are now qualified for membership in, senior citizens clubs are maybe getting a little crankier about things. I don't know. But the good news that the response that you were getting to some of this news that there are good things ahead. What is that message and why is it resonating with millennials?
I think the church has lost its voice because it's lost the message. It's preaching the wrong message. The Bible says that the gospel is good news.
That's right.
And what they're doing, and we have depression rampant in America. Hello. Mm-hmm. And we have drug use, drug addiction, and
yes,
alcohol
right.
through the roof. Oh, yeah.
Heroin is back and it's causing, it's tearing up communities again.
It's like, oh, yeah. You know, within the church, we've lost our message. We need to get back on point. And the point is that Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And God is wanting that message back on point to the church. Hmm. And I was thinking about, when you were talking about Donald Trump is over. He's in the middle of his tour, I think, during the taping of this show. By the time you watch it, it'll be past. And then there's all this stuff going on with the impeachment and where they're going to find and everything. And so we're getting emails, both Mark and I, and, what's going on? Oh, what's going to happen? And I'm like, come on, church. You just watched the Red Sea parted.
Yeah.
And you think that God has brought you over to this other side so that the enemy can come in and kill you and destroy us right here? That isn't even his...
History repeats, doesn't it?
It's so true. I'm like, just watch the waves crash in on your enemy.
You talk a bit, and I thought this was interesting. Correct me if I misunderstood, but the church misunderstanding or basically tuned into the wrong frequency, Satan's frequency instead of God's frequency.
Right.
It's like we're on the wrong channel here and we're mistaking the enemy's message for God's. Is that?
Absolutely. The church has listened to they've preached the doom and gloom message for so many years. You can become addicted to doom and gloom.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you tune into that frequency, what the Lord's showing me is that most of the church is on the enemy's frequency. And what they're doing is that they're hearing the plans of the second heaven and prophesying if it were the plans of the third heaven. And that's not the case. God has, we need to get back to, we need to actually pray about how do we get back on heaven's frequency, basically, and preach the good news. Jesus said, preach the good news. Well, mm-hmm. when was the last time you heard good news in church? When was the last time you turned on television ministry and heard good news? It's mm-hmm. all doom and gloom. It's apocalyptic.
And sometimes when you do hear the good news is more life coaching. You know, again, focused right. on this life only instead of where our ultimate right. destiny is going to be.
Right, yeah.
Correct. Yeah. And this, I think, dovetails with what you write about in your book, Jennifer. Our culture has probably never been more fascinated with angels than it is right now.
Yes.
But as you mentioned last week, Satan himself appears as an angel of light. So mm-hmm. is this fascination, how does this fascination then play out? Is this necessarily a good thing that we're really... focused on these messengers of God?
Well, I think it's always a good thing to focus on what God is focusing on. And in this season, and I believe through the end times, you know, he is highlighting angels. You read the book of Revelation, angels are the stars. You know, Jesus Christ is the star, you know, but they play a starring role in the end times. What you see in the world is a fascination with the dark side, you know, with the fallen mm-hmm. angels, mm-hmm. with the demons. You know, you see shows about it. You see some shows that portray good angels, but they're not biblical. They've got it right. all skewed, you know. But you know what, angels, one of the key messages that they're bringing is not doom and gloom. I don't know of any prophetic voice, a legitimate one that I respect, that is saying angels are coming and telling me that, you know, the volcano is going to come and the earthquake's going to come, we're all going to die. They're speaking about a great awakening. They're speaking mm-hmm. angels are about the last harvest, the souls that God wants to bring, and giving strategies. And so I think that I agree with both of you. I've never been a doom and gloomer. I think we need to break the word curses that have been spoken over our nation
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, the angels, the Holy Amen. Spirit told me in 2007 that he's going to bring a third great awakening to this nation. And now we're seeing angels released on assignment with this message of hope.
If I may, when I was at Rhema Bible College in 1981, I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, and he told me something that was really powerful. And it was one of those things that you just remember where you were, what you were doing at the moment he said it. And it was one of those moments. And this is, I was out talking to him about his coming and the return of Jesus and the wrapping up of everything. And this is what he said to me. He said, at the first deliverance, the first deliverance came out of a cry of bondage and a cry of oppression. And I sent my servant Moses with a message of deliverance. And then came the cry. Now, this is how the Holy Spirit told me. He said, then came the cry of the bondage of the law. And when the law became great upon the people and the oppression of the law, and their cries reached heaven, heaven shook, and I sent my son. And he said, the next deliverance will not be likened unto the other two. It'll not be a cry of bondage, a cry of oppression, a cry of a need of deliverance. He said, when the cry of praise covers the earth, heaven will shake and my son will come.
Come on.
So the
that changes everything for me.
So
we got a great awakening coming,
yes,
church.
Come
a
on.
Great awakening.
That's right.
Now, how do we generate that cry of praise?
Well, through the gospel. My husband and I met a man that right now has an app that he developed. He was the co-founder of Microsoft. And Steve Jobs and he developed, and he was the co-developer of it. And Steve Jobs was a face, but he was the guy who was the brains behind it. 5.5 years ago, he had an encounter with Jesus in the middle of the night. And he has gotten radically saved. This man is on fire with the gospel. And he developed an app on, and you can go on the phone now, and he is right now responsible through this app in 5 years of 1.5 billion people coming to Jesus.
Wow.
And he
wow.
has got stories and encounters of Jesus appearing, angels, stories that are going on with angels that are bringing people to Jesus in the sense of, you need to come here, you need to go to the gospel, you need to go to this church. It's that kind of encounters. And he has got thousands and thousands. He is now like the number one on the hit list, not number one, but one of the top, he said, of ISIS and the radical Muslims to take out. Because the number of people coming to Jesus through his app he has the gospel of Jesus Christ in every language on this app. And his goal right now, in the next 2 years, is to have an iPhone in the hands of every human in the world.
So to get that, app into their hands.
So they can get the app and hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Folks, these are exciting times to be living. Very exciting.
Absolutely.
Well, Mark, you know, what did God show you about this period of transition or a change that we're in right now? I mean, clearly things are different because the established order in Washington, D.C., which is clearly a center of political power and spiritual power as well, I would argue, you know, for the world, because what happens in Washington, D.C. affects the ends of the earth. I mean, we exert that kind of political, military, and economic influence around the planet. So that change is changing things around the world. Where are we coming from and where are we going to?
We're coming out of darkness right now because we came in through 8 years of the Obama administration, and it's not just America, it's all over the world, this darkness that we're in right now.
And not just Obama, I mean, it was Bush too.
Oh, it was all of us. It's been decades. It's been decades that we've been going through this.
Just Obama. Yeah.
No, true. Basically, we've got a two-headed monster in Washington, D.C., and it's controlled by the same master.
Right, absolutely. So what's happening is I call it the full moon effect. And you ask any firefighter, law enforcement, or ER doctor, what happens on a full moon, Friday night, end of the month, when the welfare checks come out?
Yeah, we can talk to Sharon's sister about that. Works at,
you know what I mean?
As a nurse, she's
you're guaranteed to be up all night. You're going to be running all night. You know, it brings the worst out of people.
Yeah.
Well, nobody's been able to give me an answer as to what that actually causes that. So I asked the Lord one day. I said, what is it that causes this?
Wow.
And he says, the enemy's area of operation is darkness. That's when most of your crimes are committed. He said, when you introduce light into that, it agitates the demonic and brings out the worst in people. So it's the same thing that we're in now in America and abroad. We've been in this darkness for so many decades. It's like the dawn is beginning to break because of what we've been doing in the army of God.
That's good.
We have been decimating the kingdom of darkness through our warfare. The dawn is breaking, and it's agitating the enemy right now. It's that full moon effect, so to speak. And they're not liking it. So
Isn't
it interesting, the main opponent to the gospel of Jesus Christ right now operates under the sign of the crescent moon? I don't think that's a coincidence. Well, we're going to talk. I'm getting excited about this. I hope you are too. Stay with us because our conversation with Jennifer LeClaire, Mark Taylor, and Mary Colbert continues right after this on Skywatch TV.
In 2006, 1 month from the day Mark Taylor retired from his post as a career firefighter, he was suddenly overcome by a Holy Spirit-guided supernatural vision of the future. This revelation, as the world would soon discover, was a message to the most powerful nation on Earth.
The Spirit of God says, I have chosen this man, Donald Trump, for such a time as this.
It's time to embrace our glorious American destiny. Anything we can dream for our country, we can achieve for our country.
America will once again stand hand in hand with Israel, and the two shall be as one.
I want the Israeli people to know that the United States stands with Israel.
The dollar will be the strongest it has ever been in the history of the United States and will once again be the currency by which all others are judged.
The economy is booming under this president.
We're up 254 points, 21,000 on the Dow.
They will say things about this man, the enemy, but it will not affect him.
Well, he's kind of a comic book figure. I mean, he's a show-off.
He's a sideshow who threatens to swallow the Republican Party.
He was attacked by other people who were running with him. His poll numbers would go up, theirs would go down, even to the point where they got kicked out of the race.
He would not be the commander-in-chief we need to keep our country safe.
Donald, adults learn not to interrupt
you. Yeah.
We are suspending our campaign.
I am suspending my campaign.
This next election will be a clean sweep for the man that I have chosen.
Donald Trump will never be elected president of the United States.
Still looks like Hillary's the next president.
On Election Day 2016, the world witnessed the impossible when in the final hour, the map turned red.
Donald J. Trump is the president of the United States.
Donald Trump is going to be our president.
Well, my crystal ball's been shattered into atoms here because I predicted the exact opposite of what happened.
But the election of 2016 was only the beginning. Mark Taylor, author of The Trump Prophecies that foretold Donald Trump's unlikely victory and the stock market reaction that would follow, has something new to say about what is coming next. Something that will change the future of America and the world forever.
There's a bigger picture that the church is not seeing right now.
The Trump Prophecies, the astonishing true story of the man who saw tomorrow and what he says is coming next. Coming this 4th of July from Defender Publishing.
Unprecedented spiritual encounters are breaking out all around the world. Prophetic words of foreknowledge, angelic intervention, healing, and miracles point to something big about to sweep the globe. Now, for the first time ever, Skywatch TV is proud to present the Supernatural Awakenings Three Works Collection. In this incredible, must-have compilation, you'll receive the Trump Prophecies. Walk with authors Mark Taylor and Mary Colbert through the astonishing biographical journey of Mark's life as a third-generation firefighter, where a Holy Spirit-guided prophecy in 2011 foretold Donald Trump's unlikely presidential victory. But now, for the first time ever, the world will learn how that incredible win was only part of the electrifying revelation that Mark says will certainly unfold in the months ahead. Now you can be amongst the first to understand what is coming next. Also included in this groundbreaking collection, Angels on Assignment Again. You'll be amazed as best-selling author and prophecy expert Jennifer LeClaire chronicles the presence of modern-day angelic activity, the awe-inspiring and sometimes fearsome encounters these majestic beings create. But why is their presence suddenly increasing around the world? Jennifer LeClaire's expertise will leave you exhilarated and convinced something big is about to unfold. Finally, you'll also receive in this limited time special offer, best-selling author Reverend Donna Howell's brand new release, Radicals. This cutting-edge masterpiece examines how James, the half-brother of Jesus, exposed the sins of the church in his day to give life to the liberating power of the gospel. Using that inspired text as a catalyst for truth seekers everywhere, Radicals examines how post-denominational Christians today can also avoid mistakes and become infused now with supernatural power. Get all three new releases at the discount price of only $29.95 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. The Supernatural Awakenings Three Works Collection will only be available in this unprecedented offer for a very limited time. So make sure to place your order now at the Skywatch TV store.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. Talking about mobile apps, we've got one where you can take Skywatch TV with you wherever you go. All of our programs into the multiverse, our web-exclusive programs like SciFriday, the daily news updates, all of those automatically update on your phone, your iPod, iPad, iPod Touch, Windows phones even, Amazon Kindle, Fire tablets. Yeah, it updates 6 days a week, and you can download it for free. We've got a link at the website, skywatchtv.com. This is exciting times. I mean, there are quite a few bits of news out there that if we choose to focus on them can be depressing, like the recent Barna Group survey. The percentage of Christians in America who don't have a biblical worldview is above 80%, sadly. We look at the current demographic trends and see that number of Muslims will outnumber Christians on the planet within the next 50 years. If things don't change, the black swan event like Donald Trump getting elected shows us that things that aren't expected can happen, and that's where I was going with all of this.
No, but I'm not sure that report's accurate. I think, let me tell you, I have heard some statistics and reports that have come out, and I think that there is a spirit behind that skewing that I'm sorry, I don't accept that. I don't accept that as truth. Because I am hearing quite the contrary of what's going on, the numbers of people that are coming to Jesus. It's almost like here in America, we have a mindset of we are the center of the universe and everything rolls through us. And we forget there's this whole big world outside of America that God is doing amazing things and amazing visitations and amazing revivals and amazing moves of the Spirit of God.
Hmm. Now, Jennifer, in your book, Angels on Assignment Again, how do we look for the presence of angels? How do we recognize them? And how do we discern again whether they're telling us the truth?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, angels really are all around us. You know, one time I was in my home and I had gotten all the furniture. I was getting new stuff. My daughter just moved out. You know, they mess up everything, the teenagers. So I was getting all new furniture. Everything was gone. Everything. And I went out in my living room and I found a feather. And there could be no way. And I'm really super conservative on things of the spirit. Like, you really, I don't doubt angels, but do they manifest? Do they talk to us? I was always on the more conservative side. I see this feather. I pick it up. I'm like, where'd this come from? I've got no feather dusters. No one's been in my house. The window's not open. I don't have a bird. I'm going tick, 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 tick. Mm-hmm. You know, and I ended up going back into my bedroom, and I had a massive encounter with God in which he spoke to me about many things. And so I realized and recognized that these things don't make sense to our minds, but everything the Lord told me in that encounter was of the Lord. He also spoke to me about releasing the angels of abundant harvest. He gave me a profound prophetic word about angels on assignment to bring harvest, financial harvest, healing harvest. You know, we reap what we sow. And so, you know, again, I point people always back to Scripture. You know, some people, though, you know, here's a practical tool. So people see angels and they report angelic activity by flashing lights. Hmm. Now, I can't find that in Scripture, but I've seen people that I've ministered with see there's a flashing light. There's angels here. And then incredible outpourings of the Holy Spirit happen. And so there's certain things we can look to as patterns, as ways that God moves, ways the Holy Spirit moves, activities that happen before angels, you know, appear. Light is one of them. Hmm. You know, but again, you have to always come back to the Word of God. You have to always come back to the ways of God.
Hmm. Now, Mark, you spend part of the book talking about the relationships that we have within the church. There's all kinds of denominations, from conservative to, charismatic, and we don't all get along.
Correct.
What has God been saying to you about those relationships between various denominations and types of Christians within the body of Christ?
Basically, the church has become a system. Mm-hmm. And it has become the modern day Pharaoh, is what God has told me. It's oppressing and suppressing the people. And that's why you're seeing a mass exodus from the church. Mm. People have had it. They've had it with the money issues. They've had it with the moral issues. They've had it with religious spirits, like we've been talking about. That's why you're seeing this mass exodus right now. But it's the church that's under judgment right now. Everybody says, America, America. It's the leadership that's under judgment. It's the church that's under judgment right now. I think you're going to see things change on how we do church in America.
Hmm.
Through the marketplace. You're going to see a lot of different things take place. And so there's no absolutes, you know, with God. You know, God can do whatever he wants.
So we're not tied to a central building and doctrinal creeds that are handed down from on high.
Right. The problem is that people are stuck inside the four walls of a church. And it's like I used this analogy one time. We have mega churches that have 30,000 people strong. Well, we need to get outside the four walls of the church. That's an invasion force, literally. If you dump those 30,000 people out on a Sunday morning in a city, you could turn a city around overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not doing it because we're too comforted in our four walls.
Mm. So the Spirit of God, what he's doing right now is he's turning the tables over.
Right.
He's come in and he's turning the tables over.
Like Jesus in the temple with the money changers.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm going to just tell you, folks, it is not going to look like it was. When he gets through, it is not going to look, it will not be business as usual. There is a paradigm shift occurring.
And that is the problem. They're running it like a business.
Right.
Hmm. So what do we look for then? I mean, how do we approach this? I mean, I'm guarantee you, because I know from emails that we get, that there are folks out there who are in a situation where they can't find a good home church. So what is the next step? And I'll start with you, Jennifer, because I'm sure you see this too from your position, looking at the news, especially within the church. Where do we go?
Yeah, I think there's a new wineskin coming to the church. Down in South Florida, I'm the senior leader at Awakening House of Prayer. And what we've done is we started as a house of prayer. And all we wanted to do was pray. We just came together to pray. Out of that came a revival-focused ministry that birthed healing rooms, prophecy rooms, that birthed a church, you know, but it came through prayer. So if you can't find a good church to go to in your city, gather together with people of like precious faith and begin to pray. See what the Lord will do, because many times what we see in the church is it's programs, timing. The Holy Spirit is not allowed to move. No one gets touched or blessed. They get, you know, a remanufactured sermon from the last Sunday about how to be happy.
But really great coffee. Out in the lobby.
Great coffee and toxic donuts. Yeah. Right. You know, I know how to be happy, you know, one step, follow Jesus, you know.
I think that is so powerful what you just said, Jennifer, because that's absolutely true. And I think that's where the tables are being turned over. To start a home, bring it to your home, invite friends, families. You can't find a good church. You just start it in your home and begin to pray, like she said, birth out a prayer and just see what God does. Because one of the things, Don and I, we preach this as we go around, wherever someone will give us permission to talk in church. I'm a little dangerous, I know. Is that the altars have been closed to the people. Don will tell you in his practice that mental illness has gone through the roof in the church. We're off the chart in mental illness in the church. Depression. When I say mental illness, that means anxiety, depression, suicide thoughts, hopelessness, doom, gloom, oppression. It is off the chart within the church that we know as the church, okay? Mm-hmm. And the reason for that, I truly believe, is where are the altars? We used to open up the altars for people to come down and weep and cry and as you know, work through an issue with God of whatever was going on in your life. Now it's a 25-minute sermon, three songs, an offering, and out the door. And you got to get out because the parking lot is full and the other crowd's got to get in here. I mean, after all,
and we got to get to the buffet before the other guys.
It's a drive-through church.
It's a drive-through church.
It's a drive-through church.
Folks, we've just, it's changing. It's changing.
Well, Mark, it sounds to me like the Trump Prophecies, the book that you and Mary co-authored, is not so much a formula for a top-down imposing a new morality or a new society on us from the top down, from the White House outward, but starting from the ground up with what we do together as believers and changing from like a true grassroots movement of the Spirit.
Correct. And I go back to the home church thing like we've been talking about, because one of the things I talk about in the book is the 501c3. So you now have the federal government involved.
Mm-hmm.
And as a home church.
And Mr. Trump's even changing that. So
He's starting. That's a good start.
Right.
So, but even as a home church, the federal government wants control over the church. They don't want a church that flows in power and authority. So that's why they instituted the 501c3 to begin with. But as a home church, you don't have the federal government over you. You don't have the state over you as a corporation, because you're not supposed to be incorporated either. So you now have two levels of governing that are over you. So how can you rule and reign and govern when you're being governed over? So as a home church, you don't have any of that. That's why they don't want you homeschooling your kids, because they want to indoctrinate you. They want your thumb on you.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think you're going to see some of the most powerful moves come from some of these home churches.
And you know, the Catholic Church does not have a 501c. It's not a 501c. And what is so amazing to me is that how many people do not understand you can have a church and you do not need a 501c. Do you know what the 501c was for? The giver to get a receipt of his giving so he could get a deduction.
But then Senator Lyndon Johnson back in, was in 1954, he was angry that his opponent had used the churches in Texas to rally opposition to him. Now, unfortunately, we're just about out of time, but we'll talk more about this as we get into a couple of more discussions that will deal with how we do church in the future and how that relates to the Trump prophecies. Jennifer LeClaire's book, Angels on Assignment, again, wonderful discussion. Look forward to talking more off camera. And we thank you for listening in and watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Skywatch TV.